Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here, WEEI Afternoons, Thursday afternoon at 3:30, and you know what that means. That's Tom E. Curran time. Tom E. Curran with WEEI Afternoons, brought to you by Drains by James, Eastern Mass's top provider of drain and sewer cleaning and repair, and by your New England Chevy dealers. Together, let's drive. Tom, how are we doing this week?
Couldn't be better at this point, Andy, to be completely candid.
Wow.
Awesome. I like
wow.
that.
Good to hear.
TC needs
good to hear. So, you know who might agree with that in the Patriots world? Drake May. I feel like Drake May has had an uptick in just about everything over the past 3 weeks. That first week, we were asking all these too much on his plate questions. Does he celebrate properly? Does he care about winning? Now he's doing Superman celebrations and having fun. Is this who Drake May is? How much are we just scratching the surface here?
I think he is developing into who he will ultimately be, but he still has a dark side.
Oh, whoa. Oh, a dark
side. Do we forget what happened 2 weeks ago when he threw a line drive pick into the end zone against Pittsburgh and then had a ridiculous decision on which he fumbled later in the game when he was certainly almost all the way fully safe and just taking a simple sack? I mean, that's the thing, is he is amassing so much experience and improving so drastically and putting up statistics that are so enthusiasm building that we're forgetting that the mistakes that he's making are just jaw-droppingly unnecessary. So, yes, the last 2 weeks to me, Andy, were absolute perfect case studies for Drake May to look at. If I don't make a mistake, we can beat a bad team by 36 points. If I make bad mistakes, we can blow an entirely decent and competent chance to beat a team that's maybe even a little bit better than us. And we could have beaten them by 21. That's what he should be saying to himself. Mm-hmm. So just stop the dumbness, because it's not cured yet.
It's not, but a good step was he did have a chance where he was getting heat on him and tucked the ball away and Drake, so he learned, I think, maybe from that Steelers game, Tom. But hey, did you see anything maybe in the game plan of Josh McDaniels, Thomas Brown, and Todd Downing's kind of game plan that gets you excited? The way they were kind of doing the moving pockets and the way they use their players and getting Steph Diggs involved more in the boundary. Are you starting to see something from the play calling from Josh that has you feeling good about him figuring things out?
Yeah, I think that he, each week, Teddy, and we talked about this a lot in the post game. I think each week he develops a better grasp of what each guy does well and taps into it. And we can sit there and go, well, what about DeMario Douglas? And sure, but I think that there are a finite number of targets and there's a finite number of plays and everybody can't eat all the time. Kayshon Boutte hasn't done anything wrong, but he's gone from being a guy who had a 100-yard game early on and got plenty of targets to fewer. So these guys do have to really shelve and pocket their egos and say, I'll get the ball eventually. It's a good quarterback. There's an offensive line. There's a smart offensive coordinator. Do I want to get a playoff game check at the end of the year? Because I probably can. So maybe I can shut my mouth and just wait for the ball to come to me, because it's going to come. And I'm not saying that they're being babies either yet. I haven't heard any of that.
No, none of them are being as immature or idiotic as Shedeur Sanders. Thank God, Tom. So My question is this. We were discussing this earlier in the 3 o'clock hour. Do you think, like, we talk so much about Josh Allen, where, you know, the comps to Drake May when the Patriots play Buffalo, it's all about Josh Allen. But is there a more underrated superstar and offensive threat in the NFL than James Cook?
Boy, he's got, but it's fleeting. Running backs are fleeting. I mean, he's Josh Jacobs. Josh Jacobs a couple of years ago, you know, just you kill it for a year or two and then moving on down. But James Cook has been outstanding, and he is certainly one of the 3 to 5 best backs in the league, if you ask me right now, and just in the terms of the power, the speed, the smoothness with which he runs, he's been great. I think he's averaging 5.4 yards per carry. They're going to be difficult to deal with defensively for a team, the Patriots, who, you know, have really struggled. I looked at this today. So far, the Patriots have allowed two touchdowns on the first two drives against Pittsburgh, one last week, one in the first two drives against Miami, and I can't remember what I found when I looked at Seattle. Well, touchdown and pick against Seattle. Meanwhile, Buffalo has scored, I think, touchdowns on seven of the 8 possessions that they've had, the starts of games. So the Patriots cannot afford to fall behind Josh Allen and James Cook. I really went away from the running back question there. I apologize.
Tom Curran, NBC Sports Boston. He's honest, even if he doesn't answer the question you actually ask him. Defensively, we got Christian Gonzalez back last week, so I think we can just put whatever the hell that was with the hamstring and whatever else may or may not have been going on to bed. Are we going to, you think, see this defense now evolve, even if Sunday night could be a bigger challenge than they're up for maybe, but on the horizon there's some games that could help them. But are we going to see maybe this defense reach its maturity in the coming weeks?
Yeah. The more I think about it, Andy, see if you agree with this or not, they have faced a really good preparatory group of quarterbacks. You know, they saw a veteran. They saw a decent enough talented guy with some good fast wideouts. They saw another extreme veteran. Then they saw a guy with a terrible array of talent around him who's probably going to just be a middling quarterback at best in Bryce Young. And this week they're going to see an MVP. And then they're going to see a slew of guys, your Dylan Gabriels and your Cam Wards, who they should just be able to pound into submission. So I think this is great prep. The way that it has shaped up for them has been really good. So I think the defense will go through this period of time where they see Geno and Rodgers and Josh Allen in 3 of the first 5 games and say, well, we've seen some really good quarterbacks. We know what we can do against Dylan Gabriel.
Hey, Tom, my co-host Andy Hart here said that the offensive line for the Patriots was going to be worse than last year's. How would you assess so far their performance, you know, and particularly Will Campbell? Haven't heard his name called that much. So just how would you assess the offensive line through 4 games?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I think the offensive line has been the best that it's been since probably 2007. I'm kidding. I just wanted to screw with Andy.
Yeah, you got a reaction out of him.
You got it. There were 3 Pro Bowlers on that line.
He almost fell off his chair.
Everybody went to the Pro Bowl that
year. Yeah.
They've been very, very, very good. I think that's, if you ask me what the biggest difference has been, I would say it's offensive line before Josh McDaniels. Because Josh can scheme up everything he wants. But if you cannot get adequate protection, then you can't run anything. and they still haven't really developed the run game that you hope that they will if you're a Patriots fan. But the protection, you know, the ability of Ben Brown to be summoned to play left guard in place of Jared Wilson, the performance of Garrett Bradbury, the performance of Morgan Moses, they've been really, really, really solid. I'm not stunned that they've been good. Again, they're going to see more, but they've been, you hate to say it, but I'm going to say it. They just can't have injuries. That's the whole thing. But they've been very, very good, I think. And I know what Andy was saying when he said it.
Yeah. Thank you, Tom.
You're the one. What was I saying?
We still did get into a pissing contest over it.
Yeah, you called me wrong-headed radio from 2 to 6. It was hurtful, even though on your station I saw a graphic under Phil Perry talking about the line that said atrocious.
Wow, that was not too
don't
deep.
Don't blame
in some...
him for the cryons or whatever they're called.
Chirons.
Right.
Now, cryon is what we do here every afternoon from 2 to 6.
Yeah, they've been good. Hey, Fitzy.
Hey, buddy.
I am way over-caffeinated. Right,
so, yeah, what is going on with you? You going to make it? You going to be okay?
He's doing good. I like
you know
it.
What it is? I didn't eat yet. I have not yet had my lunch, and I just had a coffee.
Damn.
And finished that. So I'm a little bit wired right now, and I'm about to be probably pretty surly in the next 40 minutes.
All right, we'll let you go before that happens.
Yeah, before the crash, I'll ask you a quickie. Hey, so Tommy, if we're looking for someone to go off, for someone to be the playmaker, obviously – you know, we see Diggs could emerge, and Hunter Henry's been great, and Ramondre's still getting reps. Is there anyone that you think in the next game or two or three is going to, like, go off and become a given touchdown machine or big playmaker for this offense? Anyone you see popping off anytime soon?
I could see where you were going with that question. So in my mind's eye, I tried to formulate somebody who has been under a rock and just waiting to blossom. Mm-hmm. I thought about Austin Hooper. I'm like, but Hooper is Hooper. I mean, he's playing pretty good, and he's probably not going to turn himself into the next coming of Dave Casper. So it's not going to be him. And we kind of know who everybody and what everybody is. So the only guy I could imagine would be Kyle Williams or Travion Henderson. I add those two. Those two rookies, because we have yet to see them really tap into the potential that they clearly have. Mm-hmm. So why don't we go with nobody this week? Because I think it's going to be hard for them to live up to the expectations people have after last week. So nobody's going to do anything this week that makes them go, oh, my God. But the next 5 or 6 weeks, you're going to see some guys develop.
All right, Tom, Sunday night, big game. Bills are the measuring stick. Vrabel's talked about it. Mays talked about it. But I've heard you say, with Jones and Keefe, I think it was, this team still has some stupid to it, and you just told us that Drake May still has a dark side. Are those going to rear their ugly heads Sunday night in Buffalo? What are you predicting?
Yeah, they haven't shown me enough consistency with their performance to make me believe that they can do it against a good team and that they can do it week to week, because so far this year, they've alternated weeks. Drake May has alternated weeks. Mm-hmm. First week, not so good with the decision-making. Second week, terrific. Third week, not so good. Fourth week, terrific. Uh-oh. This would be a bad week to have an off week with the decision-making. So I'm going to say they are not coming out with more points than the other team.
All right, how about the Red Sox? Well, they have more runs than the Yankees.
Sounds familiar, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. The local baseball team.
Walpole's Cam Schlittler on the mound?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Schlittler.
Yes, the Red Sox win. Red Sox win.
Wow.
All right.
Even with your caffeine, you kind of faded as you made that pick. I didn't really buy what you were selling there. All right, Tom.
Go eat a sandwich, man.
Yeah, we'll talk to you next week, man.
See ya.
All right, kids. Thank you.
All right.
See ya.
That was Tom Curran, NBC Sports Boston. We appreciate the caffeination.
Couldn't do radio on an empty stomach over-caffeinated. Couldn't do it.
Oh, I liked it.
I'd be over my skis. I'd say something really stupid.
Ooh. So let's try it sometime.
Caloric intake is very important. You got to have something in your belly if you're going to do this job, or else you get a little lightheaded and you say something you're going to regret later.
Been there, done that, haven't we all? 617-779-7937. We'll react to Tom Curran and his thoughts on the dark side of Drake May that's left, but more importantly, we continue to react to Red Sox lose 4-3 in New York. They play the decisive game of the series tonight. It'll be Connolly early on the mound. A little Jackson Dart look to him as he takes the mound. We'll get Ted Johnson's thoughts on what happened last night and what's going to happen tonight. That's next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.